Blog Talk Radio.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Yeah, coming in hot, just like the fajita. I write what I live, my life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow, just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, it was just like I'm reppin'. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah. I'm a bright young man, kill the GPA, and the BPM, look we on, so say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae, from the A train to the A, I'm coming in, I don't do the
What's up, man,
what's
going on Kia,
what's going on, hey Elliot, hey Dwayne,
what's up,
oh my god, he made it, he made it, yes, my god,
yeah. Elliot, ask him why he's trying to play you like that.
hey, look. That's typical of them Taurus fans, though. You know what I'm saying? They got to find a way.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, go check out Elliot at 610 Tactical and go back about three and a half, four weeks ago, and he actually sent a post. I think he just, you know what? He's sneaky, y'all. Or he only sent it to me. That's what it was. He's sneaky, y'all. I'm going to find it.
I'm going to share it.
That's
right. Hey, look. All I said was it looks good. I didn't say nothing about
that's enough. Ladies and gentlemen, he said he's buying one.
I definitely need a training gun. I definitely need one that I could use, you know what I'm saying? And I know that Taurus makes a pistol that, you know what I mean, you could use and don't have to reset the, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to
that's why I like the trigger.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, it's, you know, definitely good training gun, dry fire gun. That's about all it is. Yeah. But a lifesaver, you know what I mean, a home defense.
You said dry fire.
So I got a random question, E. So we're real quick, right? What does that mean? Like, why is it that that gun does that? And why is that possible? Because it's not, I guess what I'm trying to ask, so when I put a training laser in there, right, and I pull the trigger, the firing pin obviously goes forward, right? But why is that not the case when it's not loaded? I hope I'm not asking a stupid question, but why does it do that?
If, you know, to explain it as simple as I can, it has an automatic reset. That's really the fastest way I could explain it without getting too technical. You know what I'm saying? Which is something I actually like. So you know how when we do our classes and we teach them about trigger reset, that particular firearm has an automatic reset. So it's similar to an automatic firearm, but it will not continue to fire because you still have to pull the trigger. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So,
that's pretty cool. It's
similar. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted, because I've always been curious, and I was like, you know, let me ask you. I'm not going to ask nobody else because, listen, point blankers, if you all don't already know, my God, E, Elliot, turn down his raggedy phone, I'm trying to be rude. He got raided by the BBBB, I feel like actually being this, so we don't get sued, as the number one gunsmith in the U.S. So everybody that's listening.
Yeah.
Send your firearms over to me, man, because I'm going to tell you, he take good care. Listen, y'all, I sent him a high point, and I got a Glock back.
Like what?
So he's a magician.
What he did.
Yeah, right.
But I gotta talk about
like,
so.
Like
I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
Now that's magic.
No, but serious, bro. We miss you, man. I definitely miss you.
Yo,
I know Kia missed
you
too. We miss you, man. You've been a busy guy.
You know, he don't want
you
to be mushy. He don't want you to be all mushy and soft.
I'm saying my chest. Bro, man. Bro, real. Recognize. You know, we real.
I'll let it slide this time because the 2 weeks I was gone, you know what I'm saying? Training was amazing. The stuff that I was a part of doing these training operations, man. Oh man, I had a blast. But I hated that it was doing Gun Safety Month, that I couldn't get on there, you know what I'm saying? As much as, you know, the way I wanted to. You know, I really was kind of like, man, you know, I was missing y'all. I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm here now. So we're going to focus on the present, you know what I'm saying?
We can declare Gun Safety Month whenever we want to.
Yeah, we can. You know what? Folks, July. What do you mean July, right? July is officially Point Blank
Gun
Radio
Safety
Gun Safety Month.
Hey,
folks,
you know what?
2021
real?
Is officially Point Blank Radio's Gun Safety
Bingo.
Year.
Bingo. That's exactly what I was about to say.
There's a lot of craziness going on right now. And y'all need to know better.
No doubt, man. God. Hey, but look though, it was Kia that sent that 19 million new firearms.
No, you can't just jump into that. You can't jump into that, E.
Hey, look though,
that
like,
list.
I mean,
we got to
line all day.
Nah, Kia. Kia shared something. Was it Kia or was it you? I think it was Kia. She shared something earlier, E, right before we started the show. You're not going to – I got to bring it up. I know it's not firearm related, but what's going on with your boy Juvenile? Kia already said
let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that craziness. We're not going to do that.
Okay,
today.
I'm sorry. Listeners, go
we're not giving
up.
Him
we're
no airplay. None.
Okay, no airplay.
None.
Yeah.
Go check it out, E. Check it out during the show. I just want to hear you bust out laughing. That's all I want to hear. All right. I'm sorry. Let's get back on course. That's your fault, Kia. That's your fault.
What's been going on, everybody? Like, how y'all week started off? I know we just had the 4th of July, and I'm about to share something kind of funny with that a friend of mine said. He sent me a text message the other day. He said, happy treason day, Marine. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
I said, you know what? I said, I can't even be mad at you because technically that's what we were committing.
Yeah, right?
I thought it was hilarious, man. Shout out to my boy Hunter Massey. I know he's probably listening tonight because he told me that he was interested in the show and what we had to do. But yeah, good
dope,
deal, man. We had I get back from training and then my job gives me a 4-day weekend, and I was just like trying my best to just relax. But I had to get caught up on some gun projects. I finally finished they're close to like 1930, 1940 single shot shotguns. You know what I'm saying? I finally finished the paint work on them. I'm excited to post that, you know what I mean, coming up probably tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you now, I learned my lesson about working on old rifles. I'm about to say it. All right, hear me out. What makes gunsmiths really, really good is how we are educated. And, you know what I'm saying? What we're able to do, we have to learn. I mean, everybody, that's just common sense, right? It is quite difficult to put a firearm back together when you can't find a manual or a picture diagram or anything on that particular rifle. So I spent more time trying to reassemble the lower receiver, or the upper receiver rather, than the shotgun, than I should have, because I had nothing to go by, right? So I had to literally dig down and really, like, literally put stuff out, you know, okay, this spring here, that spring there. All right, let me look at this. Let me figure this out. That was quite a task. I'm not going to lie to you. That was quite a task. The lesson learned is if I can't find the – if I have no experience working with a firearm, if I can't find any instructions that can help me because it's so old, I'm going to start rejecting old rifles because it just doesn't – it's just that was way too much time I spent on that, way too much time.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's – and I think for me I would definitely say because of that, I appreciate you. Because, folks, whatever he asks for his pay, pay the man. That's simple. Pay the man. Pay the man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, because that's – I've been working on this rifle – so we had a four-day weekend. It took me all 4 days just to put it back together because I had nothing to go by. Now, I usually take a picture of, you know, the older rifle so I could have a, like kind of a visual, and I don't know what happened to the pictures on my phone. I got a little boy that thinks he's a photographer, so it, somehow this thing got deleted. So that was hard. However, if I was charging – by the hour to this guy, he already paid, you know what I'm saying, most of his money up front. Yeah, he would have, yeah, it would have been a grip. He would have been paying me a grip after this one. No lie.
Yeah.
That was quite difficult.
Wow.
Okay, well,
what kind of gun was it? What kind of gun
was it? It was a single shot, hold on, a single shot Stevens, and then it was a single shot. Hold on, let me look at this one so I can remember. I can't remember the name. A single shot Stevens, and then a single shot New England Firearm Company, which eventually became Savage. Then it was New England Firearm Company. So that one was the hardest one, like that. But when I tell you that bad boy, it looks pretty. Ooh, woo. That boy looks pretty.
So where can our listeners go to see that? Are you posting it?
So yeah,
you're not
you
posting
can,
it.
I will be posting it on my Facebook, 610 Tactical, at 610 Tactical, as well as my Instagram. The tag is also at 610 Tactical. I'm going to be doing a short little video because I hope I can find that video of where I got it from my friend before anything was done to it. So. Everyone will be able to see the dramatic change. I mean, because it was a single shot shotgun. The New England was, you know, old wood stock. Someone had cut the stock down to try to make it shorter for, like, their son or kid or whatever. So it was real beat up. I did a Cerakote job on that, completely turned it tactical. You know what I'm saying? Tactical foregrip, tactical buttstock, pistol grip. It is sick looking. You hear what I'm telling you? Jet black.
Nice.
You know what I mean? It is just sick looking. The other one, the
Stevenson. Can't wait to see that.
It is sick looking. The Stevenson, I did a camo job. I tried a camo pattern that I was quite interested in using rubber bands. So that's going to be people are going to really like that because it gives the illusion of high grass. You know what I'm saying, at different depths. Mm. So, it's really sick looking, really sick looking. So, so look for it. It should be coming out. You should see the short little video pictures all tomorrow afternoon, the latest Friday evening. That will be the latest they get up. So,
Nice. I'm excited once that comes up. I'm excited. Good job, man. Like I said, welcome back, bro. Welcome back. Welcome back. Kia, what you
appreciate
been up to?
It.
You said what now?
Okay, what you been up to?
Well, I took up a little mini break this week. Yay, because I needed one. I'm coming up on solid weeks. For the next few weeks, I'm solid. So I decided to extend my 4th of July weekend on through this week so that I can, you know, kind of get some things done around the house. And then starting Monday – well, starting Sunday, it's back in action.
You know, that's good. That sounds good.
Yeah, enjoy your break. You know, breaks are definitely important. I definitely learned a while ago that I need to take a break because you definitely don't want to burn yourself out, especially where we're at, all three of us, where we have our 9-to-5s and we're trying to build our empires. We burn ourselves out, man. We ain't gonna have no time to build our empires. Right? Our empires ain't ours. That's our kids. You know, we're trying to create something for our kids. So,
right.
So definitely take your break and enjoy it. All right. Now, E.
Yo.
She did send us that thing, and I know you said when you saw it's been on your week, been on your mind since she sent it to us. Let the listeners know. I know I cut you off earlier. My bad. But let the listeners know what you're talking about when it comes down to what you was hinting at.
Absolutely. So let me go ahead and pull that up real quick. So, the Queen Tia, she sent us a little link of gun sales in the United States reaching 19 million.
Mm.
19 million in this country in 2021. That is unbelievable.
And it's only July.
The first 5 months, the surge was 26%. You know what I'm saying? It beating the record of 1998, which had the longest figures since gun sales. Like, this is crazy. That is crazy. Yo, I don't know how to really feel about that. And I'm going to tell you why I feel so kind of, indifferent, because I don't know if that's because people are afraid or is it because people are getting on board. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it might be a mixture of both, though. I think so, too. It's definitely people being afraid. You know that for a fact. But I feel like that time kind of came and went for the people that went out and panic purchased. And that's why you see now the gun stores look kind of normal but still kind of busy. You can actually find firearms. You can find ammo, depending on where you are. I can find ammo up here pretty okay. Price hasn't really dropped a lot for ammo, but it's still available. But you're starting to see a lot of people that probably went in, bought their first gun, shot it, and was like, okay, I kind of like this. Especially when they were panic buying, they went in, and you see, I know up here in Virginia, in the Richmond area, we saw you see people walk out with three guns, handgun, shotgun, rifle, or handgun, shotgun. It was either buying one of those three or two of those three. And I feel like a lot of those is kind of probably leveling out a little bit to where you're starting to see a lot of those people that were interested now telling their friends and family, yo, bro, sis, you don't own a gun? Now, I got a gun, and I went to Point Blank, and I got my training. You should go get one, too. And next thing you know,
yeah,
grew a family. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think we're going to see in the next coming months, though, that pawn shop is going to look real beautiful, or you're going to start seeing a lot of used guns sold at these gun stores. We're already starting to see that in one of my gun stores out here in the Richmond area, because people that panic purchased, they're like, man, ain't nothing happened. Trump didn't take over the world, or Corona didn't turn us into zombies. Let me go sell this AR, or let me go sell this shotgun, or let me go sell this handgun. So,
but look. Illinois has over 5 million gun.
Oh, prices. Yeah. That was crazy. When I saw that was
Kentucky
insane.
Kentucky is at a million.
I was in total shock for that one. Illinois,
right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not shocked, though, because the gang violence in Chicago is crazy. So, as far as that being gun purchases, I'm guessing that's based off of what can be tracked, because, you know what I'm saying, when you look at the stuff, I had a conversation with a friend of mine from Chicago, and he was telling me about a video that he had shared with me, and he was like, stuff like that happened all the time where he's from, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you remember the unfortunate incident of the guy and his girlfriend getting pulled out of their vehicle and shot and killed. That was absolutely tragic. And he was like, you know, he hates that they, you know, that they're bad mouthing Chicago. He's like, because stuff like that happened all the time. And I said to him, but dude, that's how is that bad mouthing, y'all? If stuff like that happened all the time, that people need to be aware that, yo, this is some crazy
right.
stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, yeah, I see what you're saying, but, you know, that's my city. I'm like, yeah, I feel you, bro, but that, I wouldn't want to represent that. You know what I mean? Not as a gun owner. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yo, I don't want to be, you know what I mean, categorized in that foolishness. You feel me? So,
yeah.
So I could see people, you know, with the violence that goes on in the area, in certain areas of Illinois, you know what I'm saying? I could see people saying, hey, yo, yeah, I got to give me a gun. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Right. The Indiana thing, Indiana kind of, that's the one that shocked me. Indiana shocked me with 1 million, like 1 million gun purchases? What?
Yeah.
Right.
What's going
yeah, we got
on
a caller.
Indiana?
Let's see what our caller, let's see if our caller is just listening, if our caller wants to comment on something you said, Elliot.
No, absolutely.
Let's see. Hi, welcome to Point Blank Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you, Kia?
Hey,
hey
Joy. How are you?
Hey.
Oh,
this is Joy. Joy. Hello. Listen, I rarely have a Wednesday night off, but I listened to you guys tonight, and I just wanted to call and just kind of encourage you and thank you for just having the conversations. I've been listening. I heard about all the gunsmithing and restoration. I might have a Stevens Model 80 for you, sir.
Okay.
But I just wanted to call it and say thank you for having these conversations on a weekly basis. There are so many people that need to hear the information that you guys are sharing. And I just wanted to, you know, show some appreciation, show some love, and let you know that although I don't have many Wednesday nights off, when I do, I am listening and I enjoy it. So thank you all very much for what you're doing.
Yo,
we
love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yes. That's what's
absolutely.
Up.
That's so. You know, I got to say something right here. So
go ahead, Dwayne.
How about, you know, how about Ms. Joy here? Now, you know, these two ladies now, I'm not outnumbered. They don't sound so tough anymore. Last time, I was definitely outnumbered, and you was out doing your thing, and they was ganging up on me, trying to threaten me.
Right.
And she still won't let me in the club. I'm in a pond.
Really,
club, Dwayne? Like every other day.
Is he talking about no. inner peace?
Yes, he's trying. He's still trying to get inner peace.
I'm gonna make
both of
so
you
much.
Honorary members. How about that?
Whoa, listen, you can't say that. You can't say that on the show, okay? Because this
yes,
show.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. You happy?
We're gonna send you some T-shirts. Yes.
Done deal. See. Yo,
yes, send me your addresses, and I will send you all some T-shirts.
Don't you say that. Don't you? You know what? I'm about to go on Facebook
hey, yo,
right
yeah,
now
pass,
and say I'm
yeah.
in the crew. Now.
We got you.
Now,
we
love
what
you're doing
appreciate
you're
all.
Moving with that group.
Absolutely.
Out
thank
then.
You so much. We're going to take care of you. We're going to honorary you in, if that's a verb.
Yeah,
they wore you
I
down, Miss Jordan. He wore you down.
Oh yes.
Yeah, give me a two X or a 3X. I'm good.
Yeah, you know. I'm a medium.
He's a grown man medium though. He's a grown man.
I'm a grown man medium.
He's a grown man
medium. I'm a grown man medium. Oh, man,
we can do
no,
it.
We appreciate everything you do, Miss Joy.
Yes.
Thank you all so much. I will get you all the dresses from Miss Key, and we'll get you a T-shirt and maybe a patch for your range bag. We'll get those in the mail for you.
See?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's going right on
yeah.
the Instagram and the Facebook, everything. Yeah, definitely. Appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's all Point Blankers that are listening. The moral of this story is when you want it, don't give up. You just got to keep pushing. Don't give up, yo. Like, it's too easy to give up. Just, and it's just
persistence.
Better.
Yes.
You guys are so crazy. Really?
Enjoy. I don't know if you're going to hang out with us for a while, but I would love, before you go, so you do got to go, being that, you know, we got you and you are a celebrity guest of the week. Not the week, but the month. What do you think of the surgeon? I guess the surgeon gun says, you know, Elliot, this is something that Elliot is really into. All of us, I guess. We're definitely benefactors of this. But, you know, 19 million gun sales, and
yeah,
we're now in July.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on
that? I think it's a good thing, but it gives me pause. It gives me caution. And that's only because a lot of times people do react out of fear. A lot of times people react out of trend. And so every responsible gun owner, there are six or seven that are not so much, right? And with all the states that are considering constitutional carry and so forth, while it is a good thing, it does sometimes give people the false sense of security. And truth be told, I tell the ladies all the time, just because you have a gun, honestly, most women, they buy a firearm, they carry a firearm, and all they're really doing is arming the person that's going to kill them with it.
That's a hard pill to swallow right there.
Unfortunately, it's the truth. You know, there are more ladies killed in domestic violence situations by their own weapons. And it's absolutely ridiculous, and it's 100% preventable. So while I think it's a great thing, I think we as responsible citizens, those of us who are in a position to do so, we just need to continue to tell people, get trained. And not only with your gun skills, but, I mean, and I hope this don't sound wrong. Y'all know how I am. I'll just say it. Don't just get trained in how to use your gun. Get trained in, like, how to run. Can you run and not pass out? You know, because so many, if you're in a violent situation, chances are you're going to die of a heart attack before you die of a gunshot.
Listen, I know that hands on. That's what I say. Hands on. Yes, that's true. You know, this is the opportunity for me to plug in. You know what I mean? They're coming up in August. I'm going to be doing a close quarter, you know, training. For a lot of women. So anybody, you know, if you're looking to have that as a group, come out, whatever, however you want me to do that, or you guys come up as a group, trust what I tell you, it's going to be everything that you're going to be looking for, because I know those statistics about domestic violence and, you know what I'm saying, home invasions, and you know what I mean? And one of the things that I that's a huge focus in my training class is weapon retention. So, you know, understanding how to move or maneuver in your home. So, you know, that's going to be cool. That's going to be real exciting.
I'll be there. I'll definitely be there.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm going to be there, too. I'm going to be there, too.
What are those
dates?
So you would ask me that. I can't remember what dates I had in August, but I will have it posted on my page so you can look it up. Yeah, it'll
yes,
be posted
sir.
On the page. I want to say it's the second week of August, but.
I was going to say, I thought you said the second week because it's in my book, but my book is in the car, Elliot.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's like the second week, second weekend.
Right.
That's awesome.
So,
I might have to hitchhike a ride.
That's fine. We can ride together.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Trust me. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So, we're going
to
do
it.
Just excellent, you know. Again, preparing ourselves, you know what I mean? You know, I say this all the time, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, you know what I mean? And I hate that I have clients that show up in my classes and, you know, their mentality is, yeah, I just wanted to have one. Well, you know, that's not going to, you know, now all you have is a $600, $700 paperweight, you know what I mean?
Right,
like
exactly,
Either you want to defend yourself or you don't. I had a client, my last class, just recently, she said, well, I don't really want to, you know, shoot anybody. And I was like, you need to ask yourself this one question. If this person pulls up on you and they're trying to take your life, is it your life you're worried about or theirs? Like, are you concerned about your life or their life? They're trying to take yours. But you're saying that you don't want to shoot them because they're trying to take your life. I was like, I don't really. Elliot doesn't comprehend for Elliot. So I said, you have to think about it. I said, otherwise, I'll give you your money back. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not willing to defend yourself, you're really wasting your time in this class.
That's good.
Because I think, and back what you said, Elliot, originally was, you know, I asked, the first thing I ask in my class before either any class I teach, and that is, why are you here? What made you sign up? What brought you here?
Yeah.
So you could kind of understand the mentality, because I actually had a lady that told me flat out, my husband made me come. And she, her attitude was that, just that, through the entire class. And, you know, so it's like you kind of know where people are, you know how to, you know, how to handle it and, you know, things like that. So, you know, it's like that's the first thing I ask in every class is, why are you here? What made you come here today? What made you sign up? And you get some very interesting answers from people. And it just kind of lets you see the totality of who's buying, who's getting involved. Some of it is fear. Some of it is, hey, I've had this gun for 10 years. I haven't shot it in 10 years. I need to get back in practice, things like that.
Yeah.
But it just kind of tells you, gives you a kind of like a view of your audience and why they're there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I know for me, it's definitely nerve-wracking to have people with firearms, and they are just content that they just have it, because those are the ones that'll draw, you know, they'll draw their firearm and they just eyes closed, guns blazing. You know what I'm saying?
I watch TV all the time, so I know how to use my gun. Those guys, I watch John Wick. I see what he does. It's nothing.
Oh my!
Easy. What, you just grab the gun and you pull the trigger, it goes bang. You're like, no, it's not that easy, guys. It is not that easy.
Yeah.
And you know what's so crazy? What? Do y'all?
You don't have respect for the power? Man, gosh.
Yeah. I was going to ask. It's not even the hole in the gun or the recoil. Sometimes it can be something as simple as this is your first time pulling that trigger and hearing your gun go bang in your house. And you're hearing that echo. And a lot of times, you know, our students, they react to recoil. You know, they react to the recoil in a controlled environment. How do you think you're going to react to the recoil and that bang under pressure? You're going to be scared out of your mind. That's gonna control the whole situation from there.
Or you won't hear it at all.
Say what?
Or you won't hear it at all. A lot of times people have that auditory response in a time of panic, and they don't even know how many times they pulled the trigger or how many times the trigger was pulled on them. They can't even remember.
Yeah,
that's completely blacked out.
Yeah.
That's very true. But they also have to keep in mind, too, should they hear it, they're going to be hearing it full force, because you're not going to have time. Most times you ain't going to have time to put in your hearing protection. Or put
in
your safeguard. So, you know, for those people that like to be out there with the 50 cals and the 357s, hey, you, okay. Everybody.
You know, it's funny you said that too, Elliot. It's funny you said that because a student asked me that in my last class. They said, you know, when we go to the range, we wear ear protection. What about in my house? And I said, well, if you want to grab your ear protection, you can, but I don't think you're going to have time. You know, so, you know, prepare for that, because you're going to get some ringing in your ears definitely when you pull that trigger in your house.
Right. And, we talk about that in you know, in training situations, like, you know what I'm saying, that we train to, but you know, to protect our hearing. But we understand that, a real gunfight is not only going to last, you know what I'm saying, at most, you know, 2-3 minutes. And that's really at most. Like, I've never seen a gunfight go longer than that. You understand what I'm saying? So, because most times when a gun fires, yo, cowards are running. I don't care who they are. They may have a gun, but the moment someone starts shooting back, they taking off and they're running. So, you won't be firing your firearm as the same way you would at a range, you know, 3, 4, 5 magazines, you know what I'm saying, 7 targets, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to do that. So that's the difference. But even still, my 40 caliber with hearing protection You know what I mean? You know, I say this all the time. Yo, my girl make noise. You feel me? So I know without, yo, she make noise. So I know without hearing protection, I already know that's a big bang. You feel what I'm saying? My 556, all of my 556, my 300 blackout, my, you know what I'm saying, 450 SOCOM, my 308, my 30-06, those bad boys, that, yo, they don't whisper in your ear. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's a, those are things you have to be, you have to recognize. But in a real, like you said, yo, they may not even, they might not even be able to hear the gunfire going off because they're still, mm-hmm. their adrenaline is flowing. They're caught up in the moment. You know what I mean? They won't even know that their ears are ringing until all of it's said and done. So,
yeah.
That's
another thing. You know what's scary about them blacking out, too? What's so scary about them blacking out, like you said, Joy, is it's not – the scariest part of someone blacking out in, a gunfight, to me, is not the fact that they're not doing anything. It's the fact that they don't know how much rounds they fired. And if they don't know how much rounds they fired, chances are they don't know the direction that they fired it in.
Absolutely.
You know, so you're telling me you just grabbed your handgun or your shotgun or whatever, and you blacked out, and you just pop, 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 pop. You know, the same in the movies. I tell my students this all the time. In the movie, 5 shots on target, on a moving target as a new gun shooter. You know, you always see that montage where the person goes, trains at a range, and they now get into an altercation. Altercation, and they can get 5 shots on target, a moving target, with ease, and the bullets don't even over penetrate. They just all hit, and they're full metal,
mm-hmm.
full metal jacket.
Yeah.
In real life,
yeah.
you fire. You're not firing 5 shots. You're firing 10. You're probably unloading
mm-hmm.
your whole magazine, whatever that looks like, and maybe 1, maybe 2 hit your intended target. But if you black out, where's the other 8? They done went through walls. And here's my shameless plug. I just posted a YouTube video, y'all, Zach Tactical on YouTube for anybody that haven't checked it out yet. Zach Tactical YouTube, shameless plug. And we did a test with different calibers shooting through, it was like 1x4 boards. And, you know, the 22, that's the ping pong. Once that goes through, it's probably not going to overpenetrate, but it's going to ricochet off of everything. Every single round at least went through 3 boards. And that's your wall. Those boards are harder than sheetrock. So imagine what a 9mm is going to do. It's going to go through sheetrock, the next one behind that, the next one behind that. You got your babies 2 bedrooms down, and you didn't go take a class of Joy, Kia, Elliot, or myself because you think I can just stuff my gun under the pillow, and I done watched John Wick 12 times, so I know how to handle this, and you done blocked out, and your baby's in the next room.
Yeah.
All right.
Did y'all see the video of that lady that shot her son? Trying to shoot the dog.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that. Look it up. The dog runs out. She draws her gun, and she's trying to shoot a moving target, and she didn't check what's behind the target. Crossed paths with her kid, shot her kid.
But see, again, 2 things come to mind with that situation. She had already made up in her mind probably day prior or another situation that if that dog came at her, she was going to shoot that dog.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? Because if you watch that video, she never moved from that spot.
No, she didn't.
That dog
you don't see her head move at all.
She sat there like, okay, here come that dog again. I'm going to shoot that dog. Never paying attention to her surroundings. So the second thing is, that was obvious. She had no training with that firearm. It was obvious.
No.
Right.
Now, you know, thank the Lord, that little kid did not get killed. But that was a situation that could have been terrible. Yo, when I saw that, I'm just being honest. I was furious. Like, wow, like that was my wife or something. Like, I was like, yo, I cannot believe that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, she just drew that gun trying to shoot that dog. I mean, has anyone ever tried to catch a little dog? Why would you think you're gonna be able to catch you? How are you going to get your sights on that little bitty dog? I was like, what the hell? I couldn't believe it.
I'll tell you, one other thing that really irks my nerves in regard to training, and it has nothing to do with pulling the trigger. I offer free, absolutely no cost, firearm safety seminars. And the reason is because so many people who are buying these guns just simply don't know how to handle it safely, and they don't know how to store it. most of the crimes, most of the criminal activity, the people who are not going to get training are criminals, and they get those guns because they are stolen, because some idiot left it in an unlocked car, or their parent left their gun out and their child took it to school. If even, I would say to anybody who's listening, even if you don't want to get training on how to properly use it, at least learn how to keep it safe and secure. That will solve 80% of our problems right there.
Once you are getting
trained, chances are that they're never going to pull the trigger anyway. I mean, let's be honest. The chances of them actually having to use it in many cases are very, very slim. But there's a larger chance that a child or someone who is illegally responsible will get their hands on that gun, and that's where we have our problem. So I know many instructors that do the same thing. I offer it free. I have YouTube videos that you can watch, 45 minutes of free training, no cost, no obligation. At least learn how to handle it safely and lock it up. If you cannot afford to buy a safe, then you cannot afford to buy the gun.
Yeah.
Amen.
100%.
We're clapping on that.
100%.
Yeah.
I think our studio engineer was in awe. He was like, man, that was awesome. That's what that was. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, well, we need T-shirts. We need T-shirts that says that. If you can't afford a safe, you can't afford the gun.
Don't get the gun. Can't afford a safe. Don't know how about you don't know how to lock it up? Don't get it. Don't get it. Don't know how to lock it. You can't secure it. Don't buy it. Oh, I like that. Mine. I'm paying that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then on the back of the top four trainers across the country, you know, the four of us, rated by the BBBB.
Miss Joyce, I tell you, he gonna have people calling us and mad at us and say, who said that?
Hey, look.
Elliot saw it, right? Elliot, you read that magazine that I read, right?
I did, man. I don't have it on me right now, but I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife took it somewhere. She took it with her somewhere, but
whatever. Miss Joyce, tell us what classes you got. Are crazy, Miss Joyce. Tell us what classes and things you have coming up. I saw your newsletter. You have a really cool newsletter. Tell us about it.
Oh my goodness, I have been like you, Key. I've taken a little break. I needed it. And now we're coming back out of the gate here. So we normally have our concealed carry classes, introduction to pistol. Those are every month that we offer. We've also got some NRA basic to pistol shooting classes coming up. And the NAGA course that is brand new, hot off the press, we're getting that scheduled for early fall. So I'm really excited about that. And what else have we got? We have a beta class actually coming up the end of July. And if all goes well, we'll be offering this as well. It's an outdoor class, 6 hours on the range, 2 hours approximately in the classroom. And that class has basically defensive shooting with your pistol during the morning and then shotgun and rifle in the afternoon. So getting people just kind of, you know, fluid with all three platforms, the three-gun boot camp sort of class. So looking forward to that. But lots going on with community service organizations and churches as well. So I will say we have lots of great trainers in our area. So one of the things I'm concentrating on is just staying in the community. If anyone has a church, a civic organization, a school, and you want any type of self-defense, safety training, we offer quite a few of those for free. That's what we do with our business. So please reach out, and we'll hook you up at no cost and get everybody educated.
Awesome.
Definitely. Oh, my gosh. Man. All right, everybody. This is Zach Castro retiring. I'm going to go ahead and retire because I got it all.
You are so crazy, Dwayne.
Yeah. You don't do any classes in Virginia, do you, Ms. Joy?
What was that?
You don't do any classes in Virginia, do you?
I do not, but I'm planning to come up and take some.
We are lucky, Elliot.
I know.
We are lucky. Between Kia and her, oh, my gosh, we are lucky. Man.
I got some church family up there, so I'll be coming up anyway, and I'll be taking some of you all's classes.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
You did post on my the AR Bill class, so I'm looking forward to whenever you and Keith get some time for it to sit down and talk about getting that started. So that will be awesome.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Major. We hijacked you and held you hostage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll keep you. We'll definitely keep you.
Look, we don't want to hold you hostage because, you know, we'll talk to you all night. So, you know, whenever you want to say, I got to go, feel free to say I got to go, but we're going to keep you on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm actually going to jump off.
I'm going to jump off, but I just wanted to call in again and just say thank you to you guys and encourage you. Please keep doing what you're doing. The conversation is needed. You all are awesome, and I just appreciate you. So I'm going to jump off, but thank you. Bless y'all. Stay safe. And
bless you too. You stay safe.
I'll be real soon.
And I will see you Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you all. Have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Joy Allen.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. You all take care.
You too.
Bye bye.
So y'all try to hold Miss Joyce hostage. She got stuff to do. Y'all try to hold her hostage. I have to intervene.
You know, I definitely would try. Hey, I'm so happy to be an honorary member of Inner Peace. I'm on the website right now, checking them out.
Honorary doesn't mean all you get all benefits.
Hey, I don't care.
See, that's,
as long as
that's
I get
the haters right there.
See, I know y'all.
See, it's the haters always show up. The haters always show up. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah. Let me know.
As quick as Miss Joy gave us our peace, you know what I'm saying? She snatched it back.
Yeah, well,
I know. We can't have nothing. Y'all men folks want to take it over. Y'all can't take over everything. That's a woman's group.
We didn't even say nothing about taking it over. We just wanted to be.
I know.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey,
I'm joking with y'all.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm about to start. We're going to start our own two-man group, just the two of us, okay? It's going to be three of us. It's going to be me, you, and Sarge. That's it.
Right.
It's going to be three of us.
Right.
That's
good,
all right.
Man.
Sarge will handle that. I'm not worried about that.
But
so,
Eve,
you guys,
you know,
I did want to ask you guys a question. What do you guys think about Andrew Cuomo and his declaration on gun violence and his the emergency in his state? What do you think about the good old governor of New York?
Oh, man, you almost made me choke on my drink just now. I was trying to have me some of the drink real quick, and I heard his name. yo, that's crazy. That is definitely crazy. Do you want to go over it real quick with the listeners so they can kind of know what you're talking about, Kia? And because I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah, so basically, you know, I don't even know where to begin. oh, my God. I don't know where to begin. Basically, it's a lot. It's a lot ingrained in what he's doing. So basically, it seems, on the surface, it doesn't seem so bad. But he is basically signing a legislation to allow civil lawsuits against gun manufacturers, distributors, and dealers for just how they market and sell firearms. Like, how does that work? How do you do that? So it also is going to open up a door so that private citizens could also sue if they endure any damages. So, you know, it's like if, let's say for instance, remember the recall they had on Winchester? This is my understanding of it. So remember they had the recall on Winchester ammo. So let's say as a citizen, I said, my ammo went boom or whatever the situation may be. I can basically try to sue Winchester. Can you imagine the lawsuits are going to be coming up and tying up these gun distributors and manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers? It's just going to be a bunch of mess. It's going to tie them up. So if they're busy fighting lawsuits, what's going to happen with the manufacturing and things like that. And, you know, it's like it's a bunch of, to me, it's just a bunch of stuff to take the focus on what they're supposed to be doing with this manufacturing firearm, you know. So, I mean, because everybody, we're in a society that loves to sue. So, you know, even if the manufacturer is not found guilty, they still have to go through the litigations and all that stuff.
Yeah, and we're just going to pull money from the manufacturers, you know. That's insane. Like, he clearly declared, like, he straight up declared a state of emergency over gun violence. And
if you look at that over the headline in general, yes, everybody wants to declare a state of emergency against gun violence. But then when you dig into it, it's not holding the criminals, like, accountable.
No.
What's up with these people not wanting to hold the criminals accountable? What is wrong? I mean, why does anyone want to hold the criminals accountable for this stuff?
Hey, yo, listen.
Because they call it that. They call it a criminal.
Come on now. At the end of the day,
the criminal.
We know the truth. Gun laws is about keeping a certain amount type of people from having firearms. It's not about criminals. It's not about the crimes they're committing with these unregistered or illegal firearms. It's about keeping certain groups without the ability to defend themselves. That's the bottom line. They're going to always come after the law-abiding citizens because there are just as many of one race as they are the other that are abiding by the rules. So they use all of this foolishness, the smoke screens, like I've been saying, the smoke screens. All right, yeah, oh, we want to go after the gun violence. But you ain't going after the gun violence. You're going after the gun violence.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going after us.
I'm about to use one of them crazy words. It's malarkey. Like, it's just crazy. Nothing you're doing justifies what you're saying. You know what I mean? Your actions are not about about helping the people. It's about, you know what I'm saying, imprisoning, or, you know what I'm saying, or making the ones who are legal illegal. That's what it's all about. And I'm like, yo, enough of that. I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of, oh, we're going to go after Winchester. We're going to go after gun manufacturers. What? Are the same gun manufacturers?
Now he did have some.
Go ahead.
You
know what he's saying?
I was saying, you know, what we talk about always about reading the fine print. And so he has some good things incorporated in this thing, in this whatever he's doing. So it's like targeting hot spots where gun violence is coming from, having positive engagement with at-risk youth, breaking the cycles of escalating violence. I don't know how he's going to do that, but getting illegal guns off the street, keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people. I don't know how he's going to do that either. Rebuilding the police-community relationship. He said New York is going to invest $138.7 million to create this intervention, including job programs and intervention programs. Now, that in itself is what's needed. I don't understand the additional part about suing the gun manufacturers.
Yeah.
He could just left it at that.
I feel like they take all their trash and they give us, and I say us broadly because I'm not part of that us. I'm letting you all know right now. But they give us as a people what we want to hear. So it's like, all right, we're going to talk about, you know, gun violence and gun laws and all this other stuff, right? The way we're going to attack that, folks, we're going to go ahead and give $138.7 million to the people for summer jobs and for this and for schools. And you're like, we do need that, but why does it take us going after the firearms to get that stuff that we needed before? So you're telling me if there's no gun violence, we don't get that? Like, that don't make any sense to me. You know, like, why do we need to, why does gun, that's how you get the average person to start looking at it, because you're going to have that person that says, we're not affected by guns. We're not affected by the lack of guns. We're affected by the abundance of firearms in my neighborhood. All I hear is guns all day. But you know what we don't have? We don't have a school. So when he implements this, it's going to get those guns off the street, and we're going to build a school. And guess what? The only guns that's leaving is going to be the guns from our hands as law-abiding citizens. And guess what's not going to get built? That school. Because at some point, that money right there, you guys know what this money's like? When you see $138.7 million funding, you know, like when you look at ingredients on something and you see the first ingredient, let's say sugar, and you start reading, but what they'll tell you is, the very last ingredient is like natural juices. It's pineapple juice, natural pineapple. But it's like the very last ingredient of like 30 ingredients. But that's the one they're highlighting. That's how I feel about this. They're highlighting what we want to hear. Summer recreation, jobs. That's what we want to hear.
It's like the education lottery. It's like the education lottery, but we still have to provide supplies to our teachers, to our kids' schools when back to school time comes. Well, why do we have an education lottery? But, you know, I digress on that. But, you know, it's like that.
Come on now.
It's like we have an education lottery that says all this money is going to schools and this and that and pay the teachers and all this stuff, and yet we still have a supply list a mile long that we have to send for our kids because the schools don't have money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Well, folks, we got a listener, y'all. I mean, we got a listener. Just so y'all know, we are the number one talk show on Bloke Talk Radio. We have multiple listeners, but we do have a caller right now. Calling from the 804, so this looks like it's a fellow Richmonder. Fellow Richmonder, what do you got for us, Richmonder?
How's it going, guys? Not from Richmond, but pretty much on just what you guys were speaking of, the number one thing is educating, as you guys have said, and then not just now, but in general. It's easy to, exactly what Cuomo is saying, could not fly in Virginia or a lot of the other, you know, open carry states, per se. Why? Because people are more educated in those aspects. I come from New York. I was one of those people. We know that from a caller that came, what I think, not last week, but the week before, whatever, not Dwayne's mom. She, you know, is definitely, you know, she's definitely from New York, and that mindset of what he is saying that can influence her to want to side with him is there, but at the same time, she also understands from being educated from Dwayne and a lot of us that, you know what, you guys have your own perspective, I have my own, but I understand why you guys are the way you are what you guys are doing, and, you know, and the fact that you guys are, you know, at least making sure you're educated, you're not just one of those little gun thugs running around like, yeah, I got me my gun, and, you know, you have no education, you know?
Right.
You know, so my whole thing, it's more so to play off of fear, you know? How come we're not taking the tobacco companies? There are probably more people dying in America from smoking, you know? From alcohol. How many things are associated with being under the influence of alcohol? From people, yeah, people can shoot people, but they're drunk. People can kill people with a knife, but they're drunk. People can crash into people drunk with DUI, driving under the influence, you know? So, but we're not taking them. We're not penalizing them. How many times have you seen so many commercials on TV about alcohol, a different alcohol and drinks? When you go into your local Walmart store, one of the first things you see big pictures of Snoop or anybody else advertising alcohol all the time.
Yeah.
Kill a lot of people, you know, internally and externally, you know?
Yes.
But it's not what would play out. If they came up with something about alcohol, people are going to be like, oh, well, who cares? When there's probably a lot of that, even that gun violence and stuff, even in New York, a lot of it is instigated prior, you know, from probably being under the influence of something. They got that liquid courage and they want to go out and do something stupid, you know? But at the same time, you can easily say that because you're playing off of the fears. Yes, most people in New York who live around that, including myself, that would be something like, we should do that because it makes sense because of what we're living in. But for those people that are outside that are educated, if you took the same people like you guys and put this show, let's say, on Hot 97 or one of those big radio stations in New York and had millions of people listening, I assure you, he wouldn't be saying that same thing anymore. Why? Because he would not have that mass of backers behind him, because now people are like, no, I was listening to, you know, to the station, and this is what they were explaining. So no, I can't agree. And yes, you may have some good valid points of what you're saying, but at the same time, no, that doesn't make any sense, because at the end of the day, from the time that I've been in New York till now, in order for you to even carry a gun as we do in New York, you better off putting money down on a house, because you're going to be paying tens of thousands of dollars just to get you a gun. And it's not going to be anything like what we own. It's going to be, you know, six-shooter revolver, hopefully, you know, and you can't have hollow points, you know, all this other craziness. So in New York, it's an immediate, you know, 7 years, you know, felony if you get caught with a gun in New York, because you can't own a gun. But there's still a lot of gun violence. So obviously you trying to make tougher restrictions on us isn't going to stop the people who illegally have it, because they're going to get it one way or another. All you're doing is restricting the people who actually – who are doing the legitimate stuff, who are doing their homework, who are abiding by the law. Because I couldn't have a gun, nor could I have a concealed permit if I had a messed up background and all, because the stuff you got to go through – I've been to the gun stores and went there to go purchase a gun and watched state police walk up in there, and I'm like, oh, what the heck happened? Throw the cuffs on somebody that was in there trying to buy a gun. You know, and I'm scared now, like, do I really want to – I didn't know, understand. Like, you know, I guess they don't like black people buying guns in here because they're arresting them. But then come to find out, no, it's because they have something that they're not supposed to be purchasing guns, and immediately once they put them into that system, the police are dispatched, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So my thing is it's more so just playing on the fear of people. That's how you get people to do certain things, is play on their fear. Oh, if you vote for this person, you're going to lose this, and you're going to, you know, so vote for us, and then you vote for them, and you find that they're just as bad as the person that you weren't going to vote for. So it's playing on fear. He's trying to play on fear, because I have my goddaughter, you know, is older. She has a boy, her soon-to-be non-boyfriend was a part of a group of people who – what, you know, there was a big thing that New York raided about 37 highly, high gang members, people that were into a lot of most wanted people in New York. And my goddaughter's boyfriend happened to be one of them that caused a few drive-by shootings and a lot of other things. Guess what? I feel bad for her because, you know what, she don't know any better, but at the same time, he didn't have a permit. He was like 19 years old. On him, let him be the one to face whatever the consequences are. Let, you know, use him as the example, in the sense that if he has to do 20 years for his ignorance, let him do 20 years. Because then at least hopefully that might play to the other people who are thinking about wanting to do what he did, and think twice and say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't. But you're going to still allow all these people to still be out there, because the guns aren't disappearing. You know, they're still going to have them regardless, you know. And that's the thing, as I said, New York is a very strict state on guns, but there are probably more people that have illegal guns in New York than there are people who have legal guns in the state of New York. And you're talking about millions of people. So you're doing is not going to change who already has a gun for ill intent. All you're doing is now making it harder for people like us to be able to protect ourselves. And then when the police respond to these people and do what they have to do, guess what? Everybody's going to be crying about it's police this and it's police brutality that, and it's all this other craziness. But at the same time, how are you going to contradict yourself when you were just saying take the guns away from those people who could have possibly have saved themselves, you know?
Right.
So that's what I have to just chime in.
You know, so we appreciate you calling in, man. Definitely appreciate you. Before you go, though, you know what's so crazy about, you know, Dublin heading back towards what started all of this initially from Elliot, you know, telling us about the 19 million sales, right? What's so shocking is New York is it's very hard to obtain a concealed carry in New York. Very hard. Most shootings in New York happen with handguns. They don't happen with the Dracos and the rapper guns and the shotguns. Most shootings in New York happen with handguns because a lot of the guns in New York are banned. ARs are banned.
Right.
Certain calibers
right.
in New York are banned, right? It's shocking to hear Cuomo came out with this when New York, half of the year in, 6 months in, has 211,575 new gun owners. When I saw that, I think out of everything on here, on our list, of the state and how much people purchase new firearms, I was shocked to see that. which I definitely know that was an influx, especially New York, to use a gun, there's 5 different permits in New York.
Yeah.
So you see how we're kind of spoiled. And let me not even say we're spoiled. We're not spoiled. You know, this is a Second Amendment right. There shouldn't be restrictions on how you can buy a gun, what you should use it. Because now you're telling me, you're allowing me to purchase a firearm. You're allowing me to protect myself. You're now saying you can only do this. You're pretty much, you might as well just take my gun. So there's 5 different 5 different permits, right? The first one is a premise license. It lets the gun owner use their weapon only on their premise of the address provided on their license. That's a premise license. So you can get a gun, but it has to stay on your premises. So if you're being chased on the street, you make it to your home, and they happen to break into your home and draw a gun on you and probably fire first, guess what? You can now go ahead and protect yourself. The second one is a carry business. If you own a business, you can carry a firearm because you own said business. I have some people in New York. They're starting to start security companies so that they can carry firearms to protect their families, which I think is crazy. The next one is a limited carry business license. It restricts the gun owners to use the weapon only of the business address. So the carry business allows me to carry, say if I'm a licensed armed guard. The limited carry business is I can only use and keep my gun at the store. So, IKEA, I'm at
That's
work
crazy.
And I have my gun, and I leave for the day, and I put my gun stays at work. But I just took all of the petty cash or all of my deposits. I have $10,000 in deposits that I got to go take to the dark bank 2 blocks down. But my protection is in my store. That's crazy. And then there's a special carry, which will let the owner use a gun for business purposes and take it anywhere as long as their license is valid. And then, of course, the carry guard. So these are 5 different permits you have to obtain to do different things in New York State. Why are we still being attacked as legal gun owners in the state of New York when we already have to go through all of this? We have to prove to you, we have to give you blood, sweat, tears, our firstborn, you know, just so we can pick one of these. Because it's not easy to obtain all of them. You have to kind of pick. And if you pick one, you now have to pay an application. It starts at $340 for a handgun. $340 for an application. And then you have to pay $90 for an application. And
hey, like
there's
I,
no guarantee.
Like I said,
that you're going to go ahead and get
to
your
New
license.
York.
You know, I definitely love that I was born and raised in New York. I love it. But now I have a family. I'm a family man. And I know, caller, you probably feel the same way. I know Kia's like, no, I'm staying out here in the country.
Yeah.
Elliot, hell no. You're sending me to know New York. But it's unfortunate.
And we have another caller, you guys, too.
You guys have another caller. Okay, yeah, definitely. Caller, we appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right.
And we have another caller, too, you guys. Hold on, let's see what this other caller wants. Let's see. Hi, thank you for calling Point Blank.
Hi. Why are you mutinate? I've been listening to what Sean and you guys are saying.
Is this not Dwayne's mom?
Is this not Dwayne's mom?
Yes, it's not Dwayne's mom.
Okay, go ahead. Everybody be quiet.
Let her speak. You know how I feel about guns, right? But for what you said,
3 minutes,
say,
ma'am.
Okay, if you legalize guns, that make it easier for people to purchase guns, they would think twice of doing these murders because there would be a name attached to a gun than just going and buying an illegal gun where there is no tracking of it.
Hold on. Not Dwayne's mom. Say that again.
Okay.
Say that one more time.
Dwayne, shut up. What we're saying that if you make it legal, easier, not legal, but easier for people to purchase guns, there would be less crime. Because people would think twice of getting an illegal gun to shoot somebody than having to go and buy a gun, which their name would be attached to this gun, So they would think twice of shooting somebody than just having a random gun that they buy off the street. Do you think that's like a better solution than suing the makers of these guns?
I know for certain, like, New York is that their whole agenda is to make it harder for people to purchase firearms, period, so they can control the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to control, if you think about it, you know, whether we make it easy or not for people to purchase firearms, there's always going to be illegal firearm sales. As long as there's wars, as long as there are governments, there's always going to be illegal firearm sales. So, but that being said, the culture is once they want to attack the citizens' rights, you know, and it goes back to, you know what I'm saying, in the early 1800s, you know, it was about, you know, the actual black community where all these gun laws started. Was that it was about we don't want them to be able to defend themselves. Now, because there are so many Americans, whether it be Asian Americans, you know, Jamaican Americans, Bahamian Americans, African Americans that own firearms, they're attacking the 2A community, period. But it's still based on we don't want you to be able to defend yourself. We don't care who you are. We don't want you to be able to ever, if the government ever decides to become a tyrannistic government, like the very reason why this country became the United States of America, they don't want us to be able to do what they did to, the, you know what I'm saying, to free themselves. They don't, and that's where all of this is stemming from. What, you know, so they can make it easy. If they wanted to, for people to purchase weapons, and the right thing would be to do is, you know, in my opinion, would be to, okay, let's make it easy for them. That way, everyone's name is attached to a firearm, but that still ain't gonna stop the black market sales. You know what I'm saying? That won't stop the illegal sales. That won't stop, you know what I mean? People are gonna keep doing that. Yeah. They're gonna, you know, that's gonna always happen. So, unfortunately, that's just the truth.
I think to go a little bit deeper with that, Eve, is I agree with that too. With the culture around New York is already so ingrained, and when it comes down to just not controlling the Second Amendment with guns is just a controlling culture. But to my opinion, I feel in certain states where guns are, I don't really like to say easier to obtain, because that makes that to some people that mean that means the laws are just non-existent, but to where it is, I guess, easier to obtain, a sense of accountability comes across, right? Armed community is a peaceful community because you can't just go and cause trouble because you never know who's ready to defend themselves. So you look at places 100%. Like right here in Virginia, the North Carolina, the Texas. Compared to these biggest states like New York, California, you don't hear all crazy demands around gun control because guess what? The type of crime that they're having in these states that do have tight gun control like the New Yorks and New Jerseys and the California aren't happening in these states. Now, you're going to – in the other states, now you're going to have the one-offs where you're going to have those so-called mass shootings, right? You're going to have those one-offs, but those one-offs happen in every state. That have nothing to do with – better gun control. That just has something to do with an evil person that has a particular agenda that wants to commit an evil act. They're going to commit the act. They just have a gun as their weapon. Or if they don't have access to a firearm, they're going to go and utilize whatever they have. I remember a couple of years ago, a gentleman in New York stood on the corner on the corner with his car and sat back, and then the camera just see him floor it, and he knocked down and killed a bunch of people. His weapon of choice was a vehicle, right? After that happened, we didn't hear, let's find a way to sue Honda. You know, let's find a way to sue such and such. We have car accidents, and I'm not talking about car accidents by people that that just, you know, they tire blew out or it's bad timing. I'm talking about car accidents that's caused by irresponsible drivers, right? Because that's how everything is being graded, apparently, is by irresponsible acts. So we have car accidents that's happening by irresponsible drivers, drivers that take their car and go on a local street that they're doing 75 on the 35. They're doing a 105 on the 75. Those are high speeds that you shouldn't be going. And when they fly in and they kill a kid, because that's where all these emotions come from, they hit a kid and they kill the kid or another adult, you don't ever hear, let's sue Honda, let's sue Kia or whoever. You always hear how bad of a person this particular person is. This person goes to jail. But you never hear anything from the car manufacturer saying they need to dial it back and never make that car again or make the car go slower. So why is it different? Last caller, Sean, he brought up alcohol. You know, and I was going to say when he was still on, we see alcohol commercials, endorsements all the time. There's endorsements by the NBA for Hennessy. Those two things don't mix. Athletes and alcohol don't mix, right? But there's endorsements by Hennessy, by the NBA. There's endorsements by everybody for cigarettes. But yet we don't see – and those things, those are two things that kill people every year. And I'm not talking about people dying from DUIs. That's a whole other thing. I'm talking about people that die from alcohol poisoning, people that die from smoke-related issues, the different cancers that tie back to smoke. But yet I've never seen a gun commercial. Never seen a gun commercial.
Because we've
seen a gun commercial. So where are they getting all this information from?
Yeah, you're right. But they do have people also with alcohol. When they get drunk, right, they are more violent than somebody with a gun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They just start coming and they will kill you in a jiffy because they don't know what they're doing. And it's just like the mentality. I don't know how it goes, but I know somebody was like that. And when they drink and they get drunk, well, the doctor they said he normally go crazy when he drink. And he would fight everybody, family, he didn't care who it is, he fight. He would fight them. And that's all.
Right.
Yep. He can kill them. And he was drunk. I agree with you. But to top it off before I go, you saw what happened here over the weekend. There is three teenagers now is being charged for some shooting. Two, I think, is 18 and 19, and they didn't give the age of the younger one, right? They had to have obtained those guns illegally somewhere off the street. But I think what we need to do, if we can't control that or get it done, I think we need to do, when we catch them, to give them stiffer penalty. It shouldn't be like that.
I agree with 100%.
I think that's what we need to do. There is no seeing the sun once you're caught for, you know what I mean? For shoot in a situation, it could be exception because if somebody tried to shoot me, I'm going to put you down. What I have a life, as long as I'm not wrong, I will put you down because I'm not going down. That is different, even though I probably can go to jail because it might have not been my gun or however it is. But if you are buying or purchasing an illegal gun and going and shooting somebody, and you might be aiming at that one person, and you may end up shooting three or four people to get to that one person, then they should even
see
that's what happens all the time.
You know,
so
I think what we need to do and what we need to talk more about is stiffer penalty for the ones who get caught.
Yeah.
You know, I remember
100%.
This story that I heard that the boyfriend, this girl, boyfriend was not from the project. He went to visit his girlfriend. They were on the porch talking, arguing, and he makes a big mess. The guy took his own gun and shoot him. Up to today, nobody was arrested for that shot, for that killing, because nobody would not talk. In my situation now, if I was the authority, whoever that house belongs to and whoever was in the porch, they were going to go down for it. And I bet you they would have screamed. So nobody ever gets charged. And they all were there when it happened. And that's where the stiffer penalty could come into. But I did hear the police said so once, and he said, how can we help you all to solve these murders in the street when this park is full of people and no one can tell us who do the shooting? We can't tell us how to help us. You know? So they have to have some other things to be stiffer out there, let them know we're not messing with y'all, we can't stop y'all from having illegal guns, but if y'all do this, X, Y, and Z, and let them know we're not playing with you guys. You know?
I love my peace
and good night, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you, not Dwayne's mom.
What, did y'all ban Sarge?
I'm sure he'll probably be on vacation.
Dwayne, I did see that video. You can't shoot.
Goodbye.
About the video, right? When I saw y'all were shooting, some of them penetrate more wood than some, right? The question is it the color of the gun?
She just came for me. She tried to turn this into a lesson, everybody. How my mom tried
to
come for me.
I'm asking a serious question because I watched it and I didn't know what was the answer that I was asking myself.
Go ahead.
Some of them went through more than one board, right? One actually went to seven, I think, and split the wood, right? Is it the bullet that caused that, or is it the power of the gun, or is how hard you pull the trigger? Remember, I'm a dummy. I don't know nothing about guns.
So, E, I'm gonna let you answer that.
So
I think you should answer. She's asking you.
Yeah, I'm asking whoever could give an answer.
Go ahead, E.
Well, it depends on the projectile. So, you know what I'm saying? Full metal jackets are typically have the ability to penetrate more than hollow points. And of course, you know, a hollow point is supposed to, when fired, is supposed to split, though a hollow point is more destructive. And I know people don't realize that, but it is. A hollow point is more destructive than a full metal jacket. But depending on the caliber, the grain, you know, there's so many different things that will determine how well a projectile will penetrate through some wood or ballistic jelly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But mostly it has to do with how the projectile, you know, how if it's a full metal jacket or if it's a hollow point. But anything at like 25 yards, 30 yards is going to penetrate, you know, some wood. But, you know, I didn't want to say anything, but, you know, just figured I'd throw that out.
Because that was kind of scary looking at it to see that it can go through seven wood, the one by something, and it could go through seven of those. And one of them, I think he said it might have been hollow, that it kind of split two of the wood. I said,
yeah, that was a 40 caliber hollow point.
Yeah. I said, I don't like guns. Well, Elliot, you didn't know that because I told him that last week. But yet, I seem to be attracted to these things that he's putting up, attracted to y'all conversation. By the way, I think it is very informative about the guns. I learn a lot listening to you guys, and I think y'all should continue doing it. Even though I never used to talk, I used to listen, and then I would ask him questions afterwards. But, you know, we speak about hollow guns. There's one thing that I think that maybe listeners that is new to guns, as y'all said, sales went up. The difference between the hollow point and the, you call it the solid? Remember, I might call everything wrong.
Because there is
certain season, if I'm not sure, that somebody told me that hollow point might be better than the solid or whatever it is. And some states you can't have one or the other. So maybe that is something that y'all could have a segment on coming up in the future and let new gun owners know about this, because as you said, they may just go in, buy a gun, and they don't have the slightest idea of what's going on. I would have been one of those persons. I don't know anything. So I'm just assuming there might be listeners out there that is new to guns that y'all could, you know. And every time you go over a segment, always remember there is one new person that just joined the listening process and they were not have heard it 2 weeks ago. So it's good to like
and you're so right.
You know. So,
you're definitely right.
You
I like when you talk. I like that you're talking about.
Yeah.
What do you like, the object?
No, she,
yeah,
she
no,
likes
I
the content. You keep giving us homework. You're giving us homework.
Yeah, that's good.
And
definitely,
that
though.
Is part of the show? Where
yeah, 100%.
Let's just tell you what you think that might be a good part of the program that you could bring over, because you will know everything that we want to know or we would love to know. You know,
I like
somebody
that.
Say, you know, so, hey, I was in human resource. I go to church. So I used to ask questions that I know the answer to, but of course next door may not know the answer. I would ask the question on their behalf without their knowing. So it comes to time.
Sounds
I don't
good to
I
me.
Get it wrong. I was,
well, thank you, not Dwayne Mom. Thank you.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so you know those are little things that, and don't forget to follow up on that thing, because I was telling somebody about it with the man too. I was telling my brother about it, the man who looked through the window and saw the guy peeing.
Oh yeah,
and
that's right. Yeah, I don't
know. Oh yeah,
heard,
we're gonna definitely follow up on that one. We'll follow up on that
yeah,
one next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of curious about it, and then the way the media turned it over, it might have been somebody who didn't hear the show last week might hear it next week. You know, might be able, as the young lady before said, it's not every Wednesday she gets to listen. So she would not have heard that last week. You understand how it goes? So
right.
Sometimes it's good to repeat yourself. Repeating is not bad.
Okay. We'll do a show
definitely.
Recap.
Definitely
I like that.
Not
thanks,
Mom.
Not Dwayne, Mom. We have about 3 minutes left. We have another caller that called in.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
I'm
he's calling, if someone's
yeah,
calling
yeah.
back.
Yeah, I'm closing off. So good night, and I'll hear you on
next week again. Bye. We'll talk to you next week, not Dwayne's mom.
Okay.
Yeah. She's an awesome
thank you for
lady.
Calling Point Blank Radio. We have an 804 area code. Were you just listening?
Oh, yeah, I think they might have hung up.
So good.
Okay.
So good.
Oh, hello?
Yes. Are you there?
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I just wanted to say one thing as opposed to what you guys were saying in the beginning. We're all adults, I assume, that's listening to this. So don't, you know, take this any further than what it needs to be. But at the same time, always have your KYG. And I don't say, and it's not KY Jelly, KYG, know your gun. You guys said it in the beginning, the biggest thing is people go and buy guns, don't know anything.
Yeah.
There's one thing I can say, I have nothing against anybody else, but there's one thing I can say that I definitely admired about Dwayne was he was a person who was naive at one time. When he did get his first gun, this is a guy that he – you know how you speak to somebody who's adamant about cars, they can tell you right down to the smallest little spring in the car where it goes, what it needs to do. He's done the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you can't come to him and tell him, well, this gun only does this. He can tell you how fast it rotates, how long does it take for another load, you know, another round to get loaded up, and, you know, all those things. And that's how we should all be. We're not saying you have to be a gun fanatic, but KYG, know your gun. Because
I like
at
that.
The end of the day,
KYG.
Always have your KYG with you, because if you don't, you're going to be, just like you said earlier, you're buying a gun for somebody else to kill you with. So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Those are your guns. That's all I have to say.
Good deal.
Definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate that. KYG, y'all. KYG.
KYG. So we have our last minute, and I think this has been very informative. I like the free dialogue to pretty much talk about, you know, anything that anyone wants to talk about. So I like that. So, but I think I like also like not Dwayne's mom's idea to recap, kind of do a brief, you know, recap of the last show and things like that, and remind people to always go back and listen to the recording because it's always there. And I like this. I like this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait for our next show next week. I feel we're just going to keep picking up momentum. Listeners, thank you all for just, you know, seeing, you know, rolling with us from the first show to where we are now. I know I definitely can feel it. I hope Chia, I'm pretty sure Chia and E all can also feel the growth you can feel our community growing. So we definitely can't do this without y'all. So we definitely thank you and appreciate you for all the love and support that y'all are giving us.
100%.
All right. So until next week, you guys.
Till next week.
Yeah.
KYG. KYG.
KYG.
Yes, that's the
I like it.
I love
y'all. Have a good night.
All right, you
have a good
too.
Night.